Welcome to Two for the Road USA, a unique, non-fix-it automotive talk show with your hosts, Bill Z and Kathy D, two automotive journalists who test drive cars for manufacturers. They'll keep you informed with up-to-date automotive news, interviews with auto executives, alternative fuel experts, race enthusiasts, car collectors, celebrities, lawmakers, inventors, and even your neighbors. They may not always agree, but they're always entertaining. For more information, go to twofortheroadusa.com. Now, here are your hosts, Bill and Kathy.
Oh, and welcome to Two for the Road USA and 2009. Are you ready for that?
I think so. I don't know how you mean, am I ready, but yes.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's just great to be back. I mean, we took a couple weeks off and ran some best of kind
the
of
best
shows.
Best of, exactly.
And so this is our first Behind the Mic of 2009, and we're excited about it. Despite, you know, what everybody's talking about with, you know, with the economy and stuff there.
Oh, you know, I think this, it's gonna been be, good. It's gonna people be, I've talked to in business, they see the,
well,
the
it's
light.
Kinda, it's kind of like you got through the holidays and you're all agog about everything, but it's a new year and it's time to move forward.
It is.
And it's going to be challenging and, you know, we've got a lot of interesting guests lined up, and normally we do some news and notes, but we have a very interesting guest that we're going to kind of jump into right away.
We do. We have Deborah Johnson with us, and Deborah, I found her story to be extremely interesting, not
indeed.
Just because she's a female, but the fact that Deborah is the president of Echo Edge, which is a Chandler-based company, and they are, it's geared toward boosting fuel efficiency in fleet vehicles,
okay,
and you and I are quite familiar with fleet vehicles.
Is it Eco or Echo?
Yeah, we're going to go. Well, we'll ask Deborah, since you and I fight about that all the time anyway. Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Good morning, Kathy and Bill.
Hi,
Thank
Deborah.
You very much for having me.
Oh, hey, it's our pleasure.
We appreciate you spending some time with us. So, first and foremost, can you clarify it for us? Do you go by Eco or Echo?
Eco Edge, only See. One C.
Right, Eco Edge. And that's, we've talked to different manufacturers that use that term, and, you know, it's tomato or tomato. So we'll go with yours, that's for sure. But, Deborah, I was wondering if you would share with our listeners exactly when we're dealing with fleet. Bill and I certainly are familiar with that, but how would you determine how many vehicles do you consider a yeah. fleet? More than 2, 20? What?
Well, we typically work with fleets of 20 or more. But, you know, if you've got more than 3 vehicles, you probably have a fleet.
That's
there you
true.
Go. Well, I guess first and foremost, we probably should explain for those that are not aware of it what Eco Edge is all about.
Well, Eco Edge works with fleets, as you said, to help them improve their profitability and reduce their environmental impact at the same time.
Okay.
We are essentially a customer advocate that tries to find a fleet's pain points and solve them in environmentally friendly ways.
Okay, so do you go out and solicit? In other words, would you call United Parcel, a UPS or a FedEx, and want to work with the people who are in charge of their fleet? Is that something?
Well, we would love to call United Parcel, but we haven't gone quite that large.
No, oh, Bill will call it for you.
But because we can work with small to large fleets. We do have some fleets that are in the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
But our predominant customers run between 20 and 500 pieces of equipment or vehicles.
So when you go through this process, what are some of the things that that have really surprised your clients that you've helped them with?
Well, I think what is surprising to most of our customers is that there are technologies out there that are not being used by the engine manufacturers that do, in fact, work. And we help the customers validate that those technologies work rather than just try to sell them something. As I said, we're more of a customer advocate, so we help them validate it, and they find that, by goodness, these technologies really do perform and save them fuel or reduce their expenses.
So, Deborah, rather than just going in and speaking to the fleet and say, all righty, you need to use cruise control that saves energy, you need to accelerate it a certain way, do you actually have equipment that you hook up to them, or is it something that they do? You know, like I just said, you know, slow down,
well,
do this.
There's a little of both.
Okay.
We can help them fine-tune their procedures and so forth. But a lot of what we do is technology-based. We find cutting-edge, leading-edge technologies, verify them as best-in-class, and then we see if those technologies will help the fleets that we're dealing with one of their pain points, whether it's fuel economy, whether it's soot in their oil, whether it's dealing with the current economy and that they've had to cut back mechanics, so they need to figure out ways to reduce their workload so we can eliminate two-thirds of their oil drains and things like that. So those are technology-based solutions that we work with.
Okay. Now we got a glimpse of the article in the Business Journal, which congrats for that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
That's always good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't start out doing this. Kind of tell us how you got into it and what was the motivation behind it?
Well, I started out my career as a CPA.
Okay.
Very different, but as a CPA, my focus was to help companies be more profitable, improve their bottom line, and so forth. And so I became a CFO for a manufacturer of a technology that improved fuel economy, and I could see that the technology worked, and eventually I became a distributor of that product.
Okay.
So that's where I got started about 7 years ago, but then as I got into the industry, I realized that there was a huge level of skepticism. So what I figured out was that I needed to take my CPA background and help companies independently audit, essentially, the claims of these manufacturers.
Okay. Makes perfect sense.
So we developed testing methodologies. We developed procedures to help companies validate technologies.
Well, good. Now let's talk about, first and foremost, we probably should tell people, if somebody's interested, how they get hold of you.
Well, our website is www.ecoedgeco.com, and our phone number is 480-705-4444. Thank you.
No problem. 705-4444. There you go. Now, can you talk about some of the actual technology that you counsel people about, and give maybe kind of a case study in the short, in a short sentence?
Absolutely. One of our favorite technologies is called the combustion catalyst system. What it does is it improves fuel economy by about 10.5%, as demonstrated by three independent SAE J1321 tests. That's kind of the gold standard of fuel testing.
Okay.
The technology, in a nutshell, takes the same catalysts that are in a catalytic converter. Catalytic converter incinerates unburnt fuel, but it does it in the exhaust. This technology takes those same catalysts and puts them on the front end, gets them in the combustion chamber, where incinerating unburnt fuel does some good.
Okay, makes perfect sense.
So, and every gallon of diesel fuel, for example, that they save reduces CO2 by 22.2 pounds, according to the EPA. So if we can save some of the larger trucks, for example, maybe a gallon an hour, you can see what kind of impact that has on bottom line and on the environment.
Yeah, when you start talking about fleets, that adds up in a hurry.
It does.
Hey, is it pretty costly?
No, it pays for itself very, very quickly. The technology costs in the neighborhood of 50 to 75 cents an hour. And so, when fuel prices are where they're at now, it's on the smaller vehicles, it's probably a break even.
Mm.
But on the larger vehicles, it pays back very quickly, even at today's fuel prices.
Yeah, and we know today's fuel prices might be around for a little while, but they're not going to stay there forever.
The pundits are saying less than a year.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt that. Now, and Bill, and I am so sorry, your daughter is asthmatic, is that correct?
My daughter is asthmatic, and that is definitely a motivation for what I do.
Yeah.
And that's great. I mean, I thought that was an interesting part, too. You're very into family, and I don't know if you looked at Bill's and my website for Two for the Road. We have our family involved in the test driving and their opinions on We like the fact that there's different generations. Our children are actually younger than us, although we try and act like they're not. And we have found that to be working with our children, just like I see that you're extremely family oriented. It's kind of rewarding, isn't it?
It really is. It's so nice to know that what I'm doing is making a difference in their lives. And that's one of the reasons I did get involved in this, was because it fit with my values so much.
It did. What's in the future for you, though? You seem like there's no, what is it, moss grows under her? What is it, Bill? What's the thing?
Well, no moss grows on a rolling stone.
Oh, okay.
So you're calling...
Well, forget that. In other words, what I'm saying is I'm not calling you a piece of moss. No, that's not what I'm doing. But, Deborah, what's next for you? What are your goals in business? What is it that you'd like to do from here?
Is this going to grow? Is this a...
It's going to...
Yeah, how do you plan on taking this?
Absolutely. Thank you. We are planning on growing. We were one of the few companies this last year that did experience double-digit growth, and we are pleased to report that, because in this recession, this economy, that's often the anomaly when many companies are shrinking. But we are planning on growing quite rapidly. We have plans to roll out an EcoEdge certified dealer program.
Excellent. Oh, that's good. I like that idea.
What it'll do is it will give existing fleet service and sales operations the ability to add a turnkey green operation, green component of their business, where they can look to us as almost a Consumer Reports underwriter's laboratory, where we have vetted the technologies so that they know what they're getting, because these companies want to offer something to their customers, but there's so much out there that they don't know what they can trust.
Yeah, it's kind of like the old story. There's a ton of information out there, but what do you do with that information?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
We do their homework for them. We do the research, and so then we can give them the technologies that are leading edge, that are coming out, and that do work.
Perfect. Deb, one more time, the website, Deborah?
www.ecoedgeco.com.
And 480-705-4444.
That's correct.
There you go. Nice. Deborah, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking some time. We look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you.
To a great 09.
Thanks, Deborah. Bye-bye now.
Very interesting.
Nice lady. And very attractive. You see that photo?
Yes, I did.
I know you did.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. This is Two for the Road USA. I'm Bill Z.
And I'm Kathy D.
Back in a minute. A little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn.